Good morning, everybody.
Anyway, I have a beautiful Torah to share today that I saw in the Sefer called To Heal a Fractured World, written by the Chief Lord Rabbi Sacks. Maybe I was inspired by all the people who went to APAC this week. But in here, he speaks about the responsibility that all of Klal Yisrael has for one another. And of course, there's no such thing as a coincidence. The major feature, the major protagonist that we're going to speak about today, Erev Lag BaOmer, is Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Very, very fascinating that in this week's parasha we have in the middle of the klalos, where they're describing all the curses that are going to beset Klal Yisrael, we learn one of the most fundamental, important ideas in all of Judaism. Smack in the middle, we're all running away from each other. The pasuk tells us that v'nashon bechem, whoever's remaining there, they're going to be scared by tzaveim v'radafa some kol ala nidaf v'nasu minisuv v'scherev. They're going to run away from the swords. Enough, they're going to fall in rodef. Vikashlu ish be'echav. And they're all going to fall, trip one upon another. Meaning, as we're running away, because we're so scared from the enemy, because we did wrong, everyone's going to wind up tripping over each other. Literally. And therefore, they're going to be easy and susceptible to be killed and murdered. But Rashi, well-known Rashi, quoted many, many Gemaras, says, he doesn't say that we're going to trip over one another, but Rashi translates in the second Rashi, not in that pasuk, but one Rashi later, he says, V'kashlu bishvil echav, that we're going to stumble because of our brothers. Namely, Kol Yisrael arevim ze bazeh. All of Klal Yisrael is interconnected. There's no such thing as an individual who is able to sustain and be able to survive because of another person's sin. Another person's sins is going to be his responsibility. We see this in the Medrash is filled with this, mostly the name of Shimon Bar Yochai, some of the Medrash that's called. It's called the Megillat of Shimon Bar Yochai. There they tell us the famous Medrash that if you have a sheep, Klal Yisrael is compared to a sheep. How so? That Lokeach Man Kula Margishin. If one limb is hit, the entire body kind of chokes up like this. I don't know why Dafka said it's true by all people. But if one person in Klal Yisrael is hurt, we're all hurt. This is the opinion of Shimon Bar Yochai's quotes over there in the Mechilta. Another famous Medrash that's quoted in the name of Shimon Bar Yochai is in Vayikra Rabbah, Perek Dalet, Parashavav, Moshel Bnei Adam Sheyoshu B'Sfina. We have a comparison to two people sitting in a boat. So this guy is in his own cabin, right? It's this large cruise liner. So he says, you know what, I'm in my room. He just starts to take out a drill, and he starts to dig in his cabin. And water starts to flow his cabin. He says, it's only my cabin is going to get hurt. No, the whole boat is going to capsize. What are you doing? What does it bother you? I'm only doing it my side. The boat is going to capsize. The entire boat is going to tip over just because of your little Dalet Amos. There's no such thing as individual responsibility. It's collective responsibility. We see this, the Medrash quotes in Mechilta Reb Shimon, the famous story in Yoshua. Everybody knows the story because if you start learning Navi, this is like the second story you're going to learn. Achan takes the booty from Yericho, and then when it comes to the war against Ai, 36 people die. Ai, it was only one guy who did something wrong. Doesn't matter, there's a collective responsibility. But it's so fascinating. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh B'Zeh, the source that we're all interconnected in such a large way, emotional as it says in the Medrash, or even Lahalacha, as we saw in the other Medrash by Achan, the source comes from the Chukosai, we're all running away. In this concept of in the midst of destruction, that because we sin that they're going to run after us and with things that's going to lead to destruction, that's the source. So you have many different questions we could ask on this, and we understand these questions. We'll understand the key to what this idea of Arvis is, of connection. First of all, really this is the source of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says they're going to trip over one another, not because of one another. Secondly, why do we talk about this in terms of them running away? That's very, very significant. As Klal Yisrael is running away, as they're being sent into Gullus and getting destroyed, this is where we're learning the source of Klal Yisrael Arevim Zeh B'Zeh. And third of all, there are many other places the Torah could have selected to choose for this concept of Arvis. The whole foundation of Klal Yisrael, where Mamleches Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh, it said in Har Sinai, You know, there we became one nation. Vayichan sham keneged ahar. We all dwell there. In the singular, we speak about this all the time, that the concept of Achdus is set aside right there. We have a number of different places in Tanakh where we have this. We have it at Har Sinai. We had it by Arvis Moav. We had it again in Yoshua after we crossed the Jordan River. There, once again, we took upon ourselves collective responsibility. So why does the Torah, why does Rav Shimon Bar Yochai select the Kashlu Ish Be'echav as the paradigm to teach us this concept of Arvis? And if we could unlock that key, then we'll understand what real Achdus is and what real connection between Klal Yisrael is. So, you know, what makes America, why is America a melting pot? Number one, we're an American nation, so we all live under the banner of the 50 states of the United States of America. But secondly, there's also a constitution. The constitution governs us. So people would say the same thing by Klal Yisrael. When are we a nation? We're a nation only when what? When we're in Eretz Yisrael, and when we're governed by our own constitution, so to speak, in Eretz Yisrael, which is the Torah. But people say, you know, we leave Eretz Yisrael, that's it. The constitution's gone. We're no longer in that one country. So now it comes back like this. There's a much deeper understanding of what we are as a nation. We're not a nation as a coincidence because we all happen to be under the same banner geographically or because we're all under the same constitution. It's something much richer. We think, and Klal Yisrael have this thought, we're going into Gullus. The last time there was a Gullus and we got dispersed, there was a division right after Shlomo HaMelech. We divided up amongst two different kingdoms and we lost 10 tribes. So there's a fear now. We're going to lose the 10 tribes. We're heading into Gullus. We're going to lose ourselves. We're going to lose our identity. So Dafka, at that moment, at the moment we're going into Gullus, V'kashlu ish be'echav, and we're tripping over each other, we have to remind ourselves, at that moment, we're still a nation. We're still a nation. It's not that we're a nation because we all happen to be under, in Eretz Yisrael. We're a nation because it's much deeper, because we're brothers. Because we all come from the same source, which we're going to get to in a moment. It's not because we happen to be in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore I happen to be neighbors with the other person. No. We're brothers because we come from the same source. Who's the author? Who's the one who reminds us of this? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Dafka, this is a medrash written right after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. Rebbe sees, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, he sees all of the destruction around him and people are starting to scatter. He says, V'kashlu ish be'echav, everyone's got to have feelings for one another. Remember, Achad, we're all still responsible for each other. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the great Kabbalist, the great mystic, he recognizes that you don't, it's not about necessarily what you see, but it's also what you can't see. There's a wonderful mimer in the Tanya. Very short from here. I normally don't quote from the Tanya. I don't really understand it that well. So he says like this, B'shegam shekulam atimos, we're all equal, v'av echad l'kulan, we all have one father. V'lachei nikru kol Yisrael achim mamish, we are all called brothers, mitzad shorish nafshum, from the very source of our nefesh, b'Hashem echad. Connecting to Hashem, rak shagufim michulakim, just that our bodies are divided up. Meaning, I look at me in the physical world, when I look at me and you, we're divided, we're not the same. I'm standing in my place, you're standing in the other place. Men in particular look at the world like this, not necessarily women. We look at what divides us, because we look at the physical. But if you look beyond the physical, into the spiritual, much like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai showed us how to do, then we could see the connection between everybody. We could see, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was the one who had to teach us this specifically, because even though physically we're not in the same place, even though I'm in Woodmere, and you're in Russia, or you're in Poland, or you're in South Africa, and I'm not talking about being able to see somebody via Skype or FaceTime or even a Snapchat, which will disappear. But we're able to be interconnected through what we can't see, namely our neshamas. That the neshamas all come from the same source. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was the one who showed us this. That there's a mystical definition of us being like, and that's critical as we head into the Golus. V'kashlu ish be'echav. This is, we're Achdus, yeah, when we're all on Har Sinai, it's easy to see the Achdus. When we're standing by the Jordan River ready to enter into the precipice of Eretz Yisrael, of course there's Achdus. But even the Golus, even on the dispersion, there's going to be Achdus. And this has tremendous halachic ramifications. We all know, like for example, you come home, you make Kiddush for your wife. Ah, you might have heard Kiddush already at home. Doesn't matter. Afal Pishi Yatsa Motzi, even though you've already fulfilled the requirement, you fulfill for everybody else. The Gemara Shana Daf Chav Tes says, why? Rashi says, sorry, call Yisrael Raven Zebazet, because we're all interconnected. Limitzus. But says the Ritva a little deeper. V'kulam kiguf echad. We're all like one body. U'ka'ariv ha'poreya chov bechever. Like a cosigner paying back the loan of his friend. Meaning, it's not pshat that I am fulfilling your mitzvah for you. It's not that I have a mitzvah and you have a mitzvah. It's that we have a collective mitzvah because it's all one guf. We're all together. That's what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai showed us. As we head into Lag BaOmer, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, this is his yantif. This is the yard side of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. What's the godless of a tzaddik? So the first time he came out of the cave and he looked at people and destroyed them. He went back into the cave for another year. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai learned the secret. He remembered the concept of Avos Yisrael, and all Rav Shimon Bar Yochai did after the second time he came out of the cave was enlighten people, enrich people, show people the way with that tremendous ahava, with that tremendous love for other Jews. Man, do we need Rav Shimon Bar Yochai today. It's something that I found in such a profound way over the summer. You know, it's well known that I was talking about this all the time. I feel like I over-talk about it, but there's so many lessons that I learned from this personally. But when I was in Denver this past summer, I got into a car accident in Wyoming and they shipped me to Denver. I knew nobody there. I knew one person, right? So, unbelievable what happened. My son, my 13-year-old son, he needed to go ahead for surgery. He went by airplane and I couldn't go with him because I had a broken leg and my wife couldn't go with him because she had the other kids. So we sent my son along, my 16-year-old son along with my 13-year-old son. They went together to Denver from Wyoming. A plane ride by themselves, a one-hour plane ride, and then they were going to get surgery. I told them, if they have any questions, call on the cell phone. So my 6-year-old watched my 30-year-old. So my father called somebody who called somebody who called somebody, and this guy shows up. We never met him before. He shows up, and he spends the entire night with my kids. We never met them before. Why? Because he's a Jew, and we take care of each other. Because he understood this concept, that even though we never physically met each other, we have the same neshama. We come from the same shorash. We come from the same source. Over the days we were there for 4 days, I was visited by more people than anybody else in the hospital. People said, you must know a lot of people in Denver. I said, no, I don't know a single person. Actually, the only person I ever knew, they're not here. They were in New Jersey at the time. They gave us their house. Everybody did what they could. So many people came to chip in. Why? Because of this concept of Arvus. We're all one. V'kashlu ish be'echav. We're all responsible for each other. Even in the Golos, when we're leaving Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is wonderful. But it's not because we're all in the same land that we're brothers. It's because we share this neshama. Our guf, our body might be divided, but we are all one. It should be the lesson as we headed to Lag BaOmer. That Lo Nehegu Kavod Zeh B'Zeh. That was the problem that happened over the first 32 days. But we celebrate on Lag BaOmer because that was when the deaths ended. Because hopefully, Mir Tzashem, we recognize this concept that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai tried to teach us. The Kosh L'Ish Be'echav, that of Arvis, and that of connection, and that of Achdus. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
Stimmerman, you said that little story over in Torah Shari that
I did tell it over. Yeah.
How's your pinnacle that story?